Another example would be hopping a turnstile in a subway. It used to be in Washington, D.C. and Bay Area Transit in Chicago, if you did that, then you could be arrested. Well,
no good, because you're stealing.
Well, of course you're stealing. Then, of course, our rulers, and in their wisdom and their bliss, realized that the only people being stopped for doing this, because the only people doing this, are blacks and, to some degree, Hispanics. Well, then, this must be a racist thing to do. I think they genuinely thought that. So we're not going to criminalize this. Nobody's going to stop you. So you go to Washington, D.C. now, get in the subway, you'll see plenty of black people just hopping over the turnstile. And an occasional white person, too. Good money is chased out by bad. The same with behavior. So this kind of thinking, I think we would never have encountered in a homogeneously white society. It would never occur to anyone that these regulations that most people abide and that preserve a level of civility and civilization, it would never have occurred to anyone that it's somehow wrong.
Once you get into runaway virtue signaling.
Yeah, well, is it virtue signaling? It is logical. It is the inevitable logic of refusing to accept that there are biological differences between blacks and whites.
Well, yes, I don't know if it necessarily stems from that there's biological differences, but there's differences
in ability and behavior.
For whatever the reason, you've got to force yourself, it's so hard to think in a way that is heretical from ordinary people, and so yes. you can sort of calm yourself down and feel better about yourself and feel that you're a good person by forcing yourself to believe this stuff, which I think we have a capacity to do, to lie to ourselves.
I think a lot of people have forced themselves to believe this. Voltaire said something that I think is 100% applicable today. Anyone who can get you to believe absurdities can persuade you to commit atrocities. One of the absurdities we're obliged to believe, of course, is that any difference in black-white achievement in the United States is due to wicked white people, structural racism, institutional racism, and so the hunt is on to find all of these forms of racism. And people have settled on such things as requiring people to pay money before they get on the subway. This affects black people much more than it affects white people, so we've got to rule out that.
They were saying to me again and again on the 7 Mile Road where I was in Detroit, I said, well, if you were mayor of the area, what policy would you bring in? More police, more police, more police. They said this again and again and again. They know what it's like living somewhere ghastly and the consequences of that. Are you ready for the future of the West?